This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Good afternoon. This is Janet. We're continuing with the supplemental publication, Brown County. It's a visitor guide, the Brown County Visitor and Travel Guide for 2024. We're picking up with an article by Beth Kress titled One of a Kind, Brown County Fair Mixes Community with Fun. The Brown County Fair, also known as the Little State Fair, is held annually in Georgetown, Ohio. Each year, the fair starts on the fourth Monday of the month of September and runs to the following Saturday. The fair is a truly unique experience like no other. In every direction, you will see something eye-catching and entertaining. The week kicks off with a parade with high school band performances, followed by the crowning of the Fair King and Fair Queen. Our parade is huge, and there are tons of candy passed out. Bring your lawn chair and an empty sack for all that free candy. Junior Fair Organizations, 4-H, FFA, FCCLA, Boy Scouts, and Girl Scouts exhibit their projects throughout the week. Bring the kids out to see all the animals. Throughout the week, they will be able to see cows, pigs, sheep, goats, horses, rabbits, chickens, ducks, turkeys, hamsters, cats, dogs, alpacas, snakes, lizards, and many more. Animals are shown daily. Horse shows at the Brown County Fair have a reputation that attracts exhibitions from all over the country. The Floral Hall and Northeast Buildings house senior fair exhibits of crops, needlework, photography, antique items, baked goods, artwork, and homemade goods, all to compete for that prized blue ribbon. Great pumpkin, we have a contest for that. Are you adventurous, looking for something more exhilarating? You should watch the Demolition Derby and tractor pulls under the bright lights. Big name live entertainment is offered throughout the week, complemented by our local talent show. Veterans are honored in a ceremony thanking them for their service on Thursday. Merchant displays fill three different buildings on the grounds. All your favorite carnival rides are included with your general admission. Midway games will give you a chance to win it big. Feel like staying the week? Bring your camper. This is just a drop in the bucket of all you can see and do at the Brown County Fair. Come check us out. A full schedule and details can be found at thelittlestatefair.com. Questions? Direct them to area code 937-378-3558. This concludes the article by Beth Kress. Our next article is under events and is written by Corrine Menard. And Celebrating Bluegrass is the title. Brown County Music Festival brings the nation's top bluegrass artists to Southwest Ohio. For more than 30 years, the Brown County Bluegrass Festival has brought the best of bluegrass to Brown County. Held annually at the Brown County Fairgrounds in Georgetown, the three-day festival typically takes place in late August. Past artists have included Michael Cleveland and Flame Keeper, The Grascals, Nothing Fancy, The Malpass Brothers, Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, and Volume 5. Attendees are invited to bring lawn chairs and blankets, find a comfortable spot in front of the stage, and to peruse the food and merchandise vendors. But if you're a true bluegrass fan, you may want to camp at the fairgrounds throughout the event. Campers are invited to arrive as early as the Monday before the festival. In addition to ample electrical and water hookups for camping and newly renovated bathhouses, campers will be invited to start the party early. On Monday, campers can participate in a chili cook-off with their fellow campers. Tuesday has a Southern Bean Dinner where campers are invited to enjoy beans cooked in the Southern tradition and to bring along a side dish to share. And Wednesday, they can enjoy a fish fry in which Edgar Loudermilk, who organizes the event and performs with the bluegrass band the Edgar Loudermilk Band, serves fried fish that he caught himself. Between meals, you'll find the campground to be a constant jam fest with campers and musicians playing together all week long. This year's event will be held August 22nd through the 24th at the Brown County Fairgrounds. Featured acts include Russell Moore, Russell Moore and Iliad Time Out, Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, Lonesome River Band, Harbor Town, and the Edgar Loudermilk Band. Visit browncountybluegrass.com to learn more and to purchase tickets. Under the section titled Arts is the article by Val Hunter Bierbauer, Colorful History, Murals Portray Life of Brown County's Most Famous Resident. Nestled along the banks of White Oak Creek, Georgetown is a quaint Brown County village with a population of about 4,400 residents. One of the town's biggest tourist attractions includes the boyhood haunts of former U.S. President Ulysses S. Grant. Visitors can check out Grant's childhood home, built in 1823, and the two-room schoolhouse Grant attended. Murals around the town harken back to those days with depictions of Georgetown life in the 19th century, including images of Grant and his military escapades during the Civil War. To celebrate Grant's 200th birthday in 2022, the U.S. Grant Homestead Association commissioned local artist Kevin Miller to install a mural at 120 South Main Street. It features General Grant at the Cold Harbor campsite, Grant riding a horse past the Brown County Courthouse, coming home, and a sitting portrait of President Grant. The latest mural celebrating Grant was unveiled last summer, gracing the side of a barn located along State Route 125. This depiction, created by graphic artist David Browning, was painted by Scott Hagen. Hagen is best known for his work installing Ohio Bicentennial logos on barns in 2003. Other murals in the village include a huge depiction of Jesus carrying a cross up Mount Calvary. This mural is located at 217 South Main Street. There's also a patriotic mural celebrating veterans on the Veterans Affairs Clinic at 474 Home Street. Both latter works of art were installed by Miller. In addition, there is the Farm Animals mural at the Butler County Fairgrounds. Located at 325 West State Street, Georgetown, it was painted by 22 GHS graduate Nancy Hastings. There is also a patriotic mural on the bathrooms that was painted by the Junior Fair Board. Perhaps the best way to celebrate the life of the 18th president is during Grant Days, a two-day festival in April. Guests can enjoy docent-led tours of historic properties, watch reenactments and appearances by actors portraying Grant and Abraham Lincoln, listen to period music, and take in a fireworks display. The next article is under Wineries, Distilleries, and Breweries, and is written by Val Hunt Bierbauer. Sip Tips. Brown County Wineries and Distilleries Showcase Ohio Produce. Brown County's residents have a rich history of agriculture. Today, family farms take on an added attraction as agritourism destinations, particularly the wineries and distilleries in the region. Made with Ohio-grown crops, bottles of wine and spirits find their way from Brown County fields to store shelves and dining tables in homes and restaurants. Here are a few of the businesses blending local agriculture with time-honored traditions of viticulture and aqua vitae. Northern Yankee Moonshine. After claiming victory on the reality television program Moonshiners, Doug Taylor took his new title of Master Distiller and decided to open Northern Yankee Moonshine. First thing we made was what I won the show with, Honey Peach Brandy, Taylor says. The Ripley-based distillery also produces a golden honey peach batch aged in wooden barrels. Today, Taylor brings his family heritage into the distillery, but with a more sophisticated process and distribution strategy than his forebears. Visitors can still get a swig of history with the distillery's White Lightning variety of clear grain alcohol. Guests can tour Northern Yankee Moonshine to learn more about the distilling process, as well as sample different batches in the tasting room. We try to keep it as down-home style as possible, Taylor says. We have galleries where we can take people and show them how the mash is made, the role of the stills and how they're built, and how the whole process works. Taylor's plans for expansion include developing new flavors like root beer, salted caramel, and strawberry cheesecake. He says he hopes to open a second location in Ripley's downtown to take advantage of the designated outdoor refreshment area, or DORA, for pedestrian traffic. 904 Homburg Street, Ripley. NorthernYankeeMoonshine.com. Next is Miranda Nixon Winery. This family-owned operation has been vinting at its Ripley facility since 2007. Like many farms in the area, the major cash crop was tobacco until it fell out of favor with Americans in the late 20th century. Clever farmers found a different crop that also took to the soil and climate, grapes. Today, French-American hybrid grape varieties are among the more popular products in the Ohio River Valley. Guests are invited to explore Miranda Nixon wines in the tasting room or hit the winery on the second Saturday of every month for a gourmet food and fine wine pairing, featuring two distinct entrees, steak or salmon, each complemented by a bottle of wine. Reservations in advance are required for this intimate experience, and if you love both wine and dogs, you're in luck. The family's many dogs are always around the winery and ready for a cuddle. 6517 Laycock Road, Ripley. MirandaNixonWinery.com. And finishing up the article, Indian Spring Winery. Snuggled in Sardinia, Indian Spring is a relative newcomer on the wine scene, producing wine since 2013. It joins the other 322 wineries found across the Buckeye State. At Indian Spring, feel free to enjoy your drink inside the bar or outside in the winery's sprawling outdoor space. And on Fridays and Saturdays, you can enjoy live music and dine from food trucks. 10862 Fight Hauk Road, Sardinia, IndianSpringWinery.com. That concludes the article on the vintners and moonshiners here in the area. The next article is under Outdoors. Find family-friendly events, activities, and more in Brown County's parks. Article by Natalie Hamren. Brown County, Ohio, is one of 32 Appalachian counties in the Buckeye State. We're a region full of outdoor recreation that will make you appreciate what Southern Ohio has to offer. Whether you're spending a day, an extended weekend, or a few weeks in Brown County, there are plenty of parks to fulfill your outdoor fix. Aberdeen Community Park. Aberdeen Community Park is nestled on the banks of the Ohio River, across from Maysville, Kentucky. With stunning views of the Ohio River Valley, the Aberdeen Community Park is the ideal location for walking and enjoying the scenery. Although the park is small, it's equipped with a playground, basketball court, picnic areas, a gazebo, a boat launch ramp, and a walking path that follows the banks of the Ohio River. The Simon Kenton Memorial Bridge connects Aberdeen to Maysville, which makes it the perfect location if you want to visit two states in one day. 866 High Street, Aberdeen. Fayetteville Perry Township Park. Fayetteville Perry Township Park is home to a playground, baseball fields, soccer fields, a pavilion, concession stands, and plenty of wide open space. If you want to kick around a soccer ball and hit a few home runs, this is the park for you. 3700 Anderson State Road, Fayetteville. Catherine Hanlon Park. Catherine Hanlon Park in Georgetown has 40 acres to walk, play, and relax. Featuring a walking trail, playground, dog park, basketball court, soccer fields, ball fields, and a volleyball court, this park has something for everyone. Catherine Hanlon Park also features a senior exercise area, says Art Owens, Georgetown Village administrator. It's basically a shelter with permanent workout equipment. It was put there through a NatureWorks grant for senior citizens to have a place to go stay active, Owen says. There's all kinds of things there to help senior citizens do workouts with their arms or legs or whatever. It's actually a pretty popular amenity. Owens says the park installed a splash pod this past summer with a NatureWorks grant, adding that it was a huge hit. I like to go out and see people using the park, which they have, but this year was just amazing. There were families there with kids. They were all having picnics using the splash pad, which leads them to use the basketball court and the shelter houses, Owen says. My favorite thing about the park is just the different things that a family can do there. 758 East State Road, Georgetown. Mount Oreb Park. Mount Oreb Park is known for its Mount Oreb Music in the Park series, which runs every other Saturday from May to September. Woody Whittington, music coordinator, says the series started around 2010 when the incumbent mayor worked with Whittington to bring live music to the park. Whittington brought country and bluegrass bands for the first ever concert. He says about 50 people showed up, and he and the mayor knew that they could make the series work. Over the years, the concert series has grown, and Whittington has been able to get sponsors that help offset costs and bring in larger cover bands. The concerts are always free, and local businesses often set up booths and food trucks, bringing in more money for the community. Whittington says the concerts are always a huge hit for the community, and despite the turnout being hundreds of people, the events are always safe and family-friendly. They like that there's a park there for their kids, Whittington says. They like the way I got the stage set up, as you can sit and watch the band. You don't have to turn your head, just shift your eyes and you can see your kids right there playing on the playground. Whittington says thousands of people come to enjoy the concert series each year. He hopes people who visit for the concerts enjoy Brown County and find reasons to return. All these people are coming up, thousands of people all summer long, coming up here, and hopefully you'll say, I like this place. I wouldn't mind doing my business here or coming back to this place. I wouldn't mind living up here, Whittington says. 109 College Avenue, Mount Oreb. Cope Hollow Nature Preserve. For walking trails that immerse you into nature, you need to visit Cope Hollow Nature Preserve. Cope Hollow has 54 acres of wildflowers, waterfalls, and woods that you can stroll through. With rock features like shale made of limestone, this nature preserve is rich with geological history. Take a walk on the Cope Hollow Trail or find one of the 10 waterfalls in the nature preserve. You can easily spend an entire day of Cope Hollow enjoying the natural beauty of Brown County. 5501 US 52, Ripley. And finally, Sardinia Park, which is near the Sardinia branch of the Brown County Public Library, making it an ideal location for your visit to Brown County. The park features a walking path, a playground, picnic areas with grills, and a pavilion. It's a great blend of the great outdoors and urbanism and amenities. Hope Lane, Sardinia. That concludes the article on the outdoors in Brown County. The next section is history. A Soul of Honor. Ulysses S. Grant's formative years were spent in Brown County. On April 27, 1822, a boy was born to Jesse and Hannah Grant in Point Pleasant, Ohio. 6 weeks later, he was named Hiram Ulysses Grant by drawing the names from a hat. When Hiram was a little more than a year old, the Grants moved to Georgetown, Ohio. He was called Hiram at school, Ulysses at home, and Lys almost everywhere else. Lys was always short and stocky and small for his age. He had a round face, strong, straight nose, and a quiet gray-blue eye. His clothes were always clean, and so was Lys, but somehow he always looked frumpy and unkempt. When he walked, he shuffled. A childhood friend said he was not a brilliant boy, but he was a good boy, a refined boy. The soul of honor. He didn't get into trouble in school or around town. He was an average student and did just enough to get by, except in arithmetic. He was exceptional in math. He was quiet and usually didn't speak unless spoken to, but would speak his mind clearly and concisely when he spoke. He never swore or used vulgar language. Most of all, he loved to spend time with horses. At home, he was taught temperance, honesty, purity, respect for others, and religion. He was his mother's son. He had her simplicity, quietness, directness, and the prime quality that eventually made him a great man, her sense of ethics. These characteristics began in Brown County and served him well throughout his life. Hiram became Ulysses when local U.S. Representative Thomas Hamer inadvertently made his West Point appointment in the name of Ulysses Simpson Grant. Much has been made of Ulysses finishing only 21st of 39, but his class actually began with over 100 cadets. At graduation, Ulysses, riding York, cleared a jump of 6 feet 11 inches, a record that stood for nearly 80 years. Ulysses was a civilian at the start of the Civil War, but rose steadily through the ranks to the rank of lieutenant general after victories in the west of Shiloh, Vicksburg, and Chattanooga. Only George Washington had previously received 3 stars. Moving to the Eastern Theater, he continued to add victory after victory in the Wilderness Campaign. On April 9, 1865, Ulysses wrote the surrender instrument that, once signed, essentially ended the Civil War. In 1869, Ulysses became the 18th President of the United States. During his 2 terms, he enforced the 14th Amendment, signed the 15th Amendment, began a reform policy toward the Native Americans, and crushed the Ku Klux Klan. Ulysses and his wife Julia started on a world tour in the fall of 1877. It became the first overseas diplomatic mission by a past president. They drew gigantic crowds wherever they visited and were received by dukes and duchesses, princes and princesses, kings and queens, and emperors and empresses. The tour lasted 2.5 years. Ulysses S. Grant died on July 23, 1885, just a few days after he completed his memoirs. This concludes the history section on Ulysses S. Grant. That concludes the Brown County 2024 Travel and Visitors Guide. Moving to digital exclusive content for Cincy Magazine, we'll start with Zoom Blues at Cincinnati Zoo. This article was published online on April 9th. The Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden is once again bursting with color this spring, as 100,000 tulips are in full bloom as part of Zoo Blooms. Zoo Blooms is spread throughout the zoo's grounds, and it runs through Tuesday, April 30th. Early on, we wanted to do something that would celebrate the blooms of spring, says Steve Foltz, director of horticulture at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. So we've been planting a lot of spring flowering plants for years now. Of course, most of that is highlighted with our 100,000 plus tulips that we plant. Zoo Blooms draws visitors from across the globe annually for this vibrant celebration of color that features yellow, orange, pink, red, and purple tulips. The zoo also displays white and yellow daffodils, hyacinths, shrubs, and flowering trees. One of the things we try to do is plant a lot of diversity, Foltz says. Whether it's bulbs, it's not just about the tulips. We have plenty of daffodils and hyacinths, alliums, and minor bulbs. As the season progresses, the series of bulbs progress along with it. Then alliums will probably be the latest of the bulbs to bloom. Then there's also the spring flowering perennials like the Lenten rose that are in bloom right now. The zoo's a great place to come to walk through and look at what you can put in your yard that would help you add to your seasonality of bloom. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, there's always something that you can take home from the zoo to put in your garden, he adds. The zoo's Tunes and Blooms free concert series is also underway and continues on Thursdays during Tunes and Blooms from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Admission to the zoo is free after 5 p.m. Music starts at 6 p.m. Parking is $10. On Thursday, April 11th, which has come and gone, Tunes and Blooms will welcome My Brother's Keeper in Vine Street Village and Elementary in the Grove. Other Tunes and Blooms dates are April 18th, April 25th, and May 2nd. As one of only two accredited botanical gardens in Ohio, the award-winning Cincinnati Zoo offers one of the largest tulip displays in the Midwest. The Cincinnati Zoo is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily and open year-round. Zoo members receive early entry access and may enter the zoo at 9 a.m. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to the zoo's website. There's no additional charge for zoo blooms. It's included with the price of admission to the zoo. The Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden is located at 3400 Vine Street in Cincinnati. And their website is cincinnatizoo.org. That concludes the digital content on zoo blooms at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens. Our next digital content was published on April 2nd by Sarah Seibert. Asian Food Fest announces entertainment lineup for 2024. The 13th annual Asian Food Fest gives attendees an experience of Asian culture through food, dance, music, contests, and other special performances. The Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber, alongside Asianati, announced the entertainment lineup for the 13th annual Asian Food Fest presented by Kroger and P&G. The festival, which gives attendees the opportunity to experience Asian culture through cuisine, dance, music, and other special performances and contests, is held in downtown Cincinnati on Court Street Plaza, April 27th and 28th. This year's Asian Food Festival entertainment programming will create an exciting atmosphere for visitors that will make them want to spend the weekend celebrating Asian cultures right here in Southwest Ohio, said Chelsea York, Vice President of Events and Experiences of the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber. The Cincinnati Chamber, along with Asianati and our sponsors Kroger and P&G, is thrilled to be able to provide the space for these amazing performances to come alive. This year's entertainment will feature the largest lineup yet with 19 different performances. Of those performances, 13 include local and regional DJs from a variety of Asian ethnicities, 5 first-time performers, and 6 local groups that have previously performed at the Asian Food Festival. Entertainment includes performances from cultures across Asia, rock bands, traditional dances, taiko drummers, University of Cincinnati student groups, and the Cincinnati Opera. The 2024 karaoke contest at the Asian Food Festival will be 2 days. The Eastern Eats and Vocal Beats karaoke contest with DJ Hi David will include 25 participants on Saturday, following by a top 10 round on Sunday. The Chamber said other featured entertainment includes a Bhangra X Bollywood Block Party with DJ Vikas, DJ Das, and DJ Mowgli, the first ever K-pop versus J-pop DJ dance-off on the main stage, and opportunities for visitors to learn cultural dances like the Filipino Tinkling, the national dance of the Philippines. Admission to the event is free. Learn more about the Asian Food Festival on its website, which is asianfoodfest.org. This is Janet. Thank you for listening to the Brown County Visitor and Traveler's Guide and digital content, and I'll be with you again next week.